Adam, you've got an interesting list there of US films and the best and worst of them.
Summer's over, so in the US, so the summer season for movies is done. So we've got the list of blockbusters coming out and what went well and what didn't, and it's a curious list. Mm. Some of them are obvious, some of them aren't.
Yeah.
Iron Man 3 is a massive success, which is
not surprising
because it was a pretty awful plot.
I liked it.
But it was an interesting film.
It was an interesting film, and you knew it was going to work, so that's fine. Mm. It's not as if it was going to even risk it going badly. Despicable Me 2, which I haven't seen yet, and neither of you have seen it?
No.
I enjoyed Despicable Me.
I figure that's probably why it's a success.
And the short there, which gave you an indication of 2, looked very interesting. So
the surprising bit was the sequel has been more successful than the first film.
Interesting.
At least in terms of box office movie results. Apparently a lot of people got into it on the home video circuit.
Ah, that would make
sense,
yeah.
Out was there. Mm. A couple of films I don't know about, horror films like Purge and The Conjuring. Don't know anything about either
of
them.
No urge to watch The Conjuring. It looks terrifying.
Yep. probably why it's successful and why neither of us want to see it, because I'm always nervous I'll find a horror film and actually be scared during it.
None of us are fond of horror films.
Yeah, so we'll get that out of the way. Monsters University was the fourth most successful Pixar movie to date.
Okay.
And that's probably not a surprise, really, under the circumstances.
Was Monsters more successful?
I don't know, to be honest, but I would have thought so. Mm. But anyway, Man of Steel, it's not entirely successful. Mm-hmm. It took in 650 worldwide, 650 million, at a cost of 225 million. So it's more than doubled, which is a rule about success. But on the other hand, it wasn't the huge hit, so percentage-wise.
Yeah, but there was the fear that it could be a big flop.
Yeah, that's true. And at any rate,
Russell Crowe was very good.
The result is it's now the 10th most successful superhero film of all time in US sales. So that's not
considering
bad.
Considering the amazingly quick turnaround from the most recent Superman little one that they did.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I'm not real desperate to see it, to be honest, because I'm not a big fan of Superman, but it's around.
It's okay.
It's okay for what it is,
This is the End, which is Seth Rogen's film.
Yeah, I had no interest in seeing that whatsoever.
Apparently, it's gone really well in the US and it's gone really badly everywhere else.
Actually, I can believe that. It's very American humour, which is why I have no interest in seeing it. It's just, they
American
annoy me.
Humor.
All of those people annoy me.
One of the surprising ones of World War Z, it's surprising because a lot of people didn't think it would be a hit. And it was it. I haven't seen it. Have you seen
it? No, I haven't seen it.
No, you're the zombie fan.
I'm not a zombie fan. I just end up seeing them all. Star Trek Into Darkness, genre films again. Big
I
success
liked
again.
That. Yeah. That's
Benedict Cumberbatch was wonderful.
Even if he does have the most stupid name in the world.
Rehashing old Star Trek plots was perhaps not so good.
No, I thought that was fun. I liked the fact that... No, it was amusing. Because if you knew your Star Trek... Then it was amusing. If you didn't know your Star Trek, well, it was new then. I like that.
I'm sorry, Spock is an action hero. No.
Other successes, Epic, Wolverine, both no real surprise.
Wolverine is actually quite interesting.
Yeah, Wolverine hasn't gone great. It's the least successful X-Men movie so far, but, you know.
That doesn't surprise me.
But I imagine it probably did well in Japan.
Yeah, I still really liked it.
Mm. Yeah, it didn't go well in the US. It went okay. It's gone well globally, so that's not too bad. Epic's gone well. Kick-Ass 2, it looks like it's going to go quite nicely.
I like the first one. I haven't seen it.
Hasn't gone great, but it should be all right. Smurfs 2, we're not going to talk about because it's Smurfs 2. and Pacific, World's End's going really well, so that's fine. With no surprise.
I'm glad that is.
Pacific Rim's the one which caught me. It was not a success in the US. It was a big, huge success in everywhere else and is one of the most biggest hits in Chinese film history. So it's a very curious film.
That is. And maybe that's the lesson. Maybe all you actually need to do to be a success in Asia is to actually set your film in Asia, even if you're destroying it.
Perhaps so. Yeah. I'm glad it was a success.
I don't know why it wasn't popular in the US.
No, it was
because the monsters were fabulous.
Giant monsters and huge robot-y things. I mean, really, why wouldn't it be a success?
If it goes a bit better, then maybe a sequel.
Yeah. It depends what else came out the same weekend.
That's true. Yeah.
Yeah, what else came out wasn't that good. It was some stupid comedy that beat it. But anyway.
Okay, that's sad.
Matter of taste. Yeah.